and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 475. How are we all doing? I'm still in the middle of my essay, but it's too hot. Make it stop, Mike. It's absolutely boiling here. No, not even joking. I think Izzy's had a funny turn. Let's have a look at poor Izzy. Oh, there you go. It's 96. Yeah. And I'm feeling every single one of those degrees. Right, I'm going to refresh the page. Congratulations, Renee! Yay! And then we've got Alex with two letters. Excellent. Oh, even Mike was third. Hello, Deb, CQ, CQ. And young Jonathan's with us. Jonathan, question of the day. Did you catch up? And did you read all the good mornings to you in the chat if you did?
Good morning, good morning.
Oh, it was so fun last night. Oh, yes, we had the unboxing, didn't we? It was nearly a calamity because I couldn't get the camera working, which was quite ironic, really, given what the unboxing was. Oh, we loved it. Excellent. You were thinking only Elaine buys webcams in bulk. Well, the plan is, you see, you know, I mean, we're all on Zoom now, aren't we? I never use the built-in camera because it's garbage. I just don't like the inbuilt camera. So the inbuilt camera has a sticker over it. And the other ones are only plugged in when they're used. But we've got them now on the left monitor, the right monitor and the main monitor. So okay, I can switch between them gleefully. And the quality was amazing. I mean, £10. Yeah, it would have been rude not to, Jonathan. There you go. I've actually got something ready for next week's unboxing. Talk about organised. This is terrifying, isn't it? But at the moment, I had a bit of a crisis with today's essay, didn't I? It was because I got some really nice comments on yesterday's. Now, you'd think that was a good thing. Oh, yeah. But then you've set yourself up for failure today, haven't you? Anyway, I've managed to put something together. Now I'm 20 words over. I swear, shall I say this here and then they can all hold me accountable?
Yeah.
I swear it would be easier just to blog for 30 days. So at some point you're going to have to hold me to that. What month shall we go for that?
Al's not doing Al again.
No?
Al did Al. Because it's only two characters.
You could have it. Can I give you a pro tip here, everybody? What if you typed your name in, right, somewhere else, a text editor or something, and then copied it and were poised to paste it? Then it wouldn't matter how long your name was. Now you see, pro tip. Renee's got to do some shopping back in a jiffy. Shopping?
I hope did it's shopping.
So did Denmark win?
Yeah, 2-1.
Do you know, this trophy might have their name written all over it.
Name on the trophy.
Yeah. Well, because the first match started so badly, didn't it? Why do we have Cole on the screen?
Cole?
Yeah.
Andy?
No, Cheryl's old fella.
Oh, Ashley.
Yeah. I mean, I can't look at that guy without thinking about the story.
Which story?
The one where he was cheating on the missus for the second time and he was that blind drunk. He puked up into a bucket next to the bed and then they carried on.
I mean, really?
Oh, I need that. 1985 to come.
I do remember Claire Tomlinson under the bed.
Oh, God, she had a broken leg, didn't she? And the player's wife barged in. This woman that he's with, she's got a broken leg with a crutch under the bed.
We can name names.
Can we? Oh, it's Brian Robson.
It's not subjudicial.
No, it was a fact. Isn't he still with the wife, though?
Yeah, as far as I know.
But as I heard it, he really, really fell for this woman. But no, he's still with the wife. Ooh, she was... is there a word for her in her heyday? Possessive, there's a word, possessive. Are England out yet? No, not yet. Do you mean out as in out of the tournament? No. They're playing Ukraine tonight at 8 o'clock, Jonathan. Do we think we'll win? I never think England will win. That way I'm not disappointed, am I? But obviously the further you get in the thing, you hope. You have hope. Whether that hope is a good idea or not, I've no idea.
There's a story here. Robbo, his lover, and her £15,000 sports car.
I presume they're not together anymore, or is the wife just happy to share?
This was written years ago. The marriage of love cheat soccer hero Brian Robson was at breaking point last night after his furious wife Denise accused him of splashing out £15,000 on a sports car for his mistress.
Surely you'd notice 15 grand missing from an account.
Hapless Robson told her he'd not spent a penny and had only pulled a few strings to help his lover get a cut price deal.
Really? Really?
But Denise refused to believe the Middlesbrough boss and accused him of pandering to his floozy.
Oh my God. Can they not just stick to one? Life's so much easier that way, isn't it, Mike?
This was written in 1999.
God, 22 years ago. Well, no, because it's 1985, isn't it? It's in the future.
What happened in 1999?
What happened with what? We've lost him.
No, you tell me.
What happened in 1999? We got engaged.
Ah, you did remember.
Well, obviously I remember that,
but
why would that come to your mind when you're looking at other people having an affair? You haven't got time for an affair.
This is true.
You can't cope with me and Lola, never mind another one.
If this is very
true. He's trying to make it a heart trick or something. If you hear of Mike having a heart attack, clearly he's gone for the heart trick.
Oh, no, I was saying what happened in 1999. It was a memorable event in our life.
Yes,
and you said what happened in
1999. I thought you meant Brian Robson. I don't recall getting engaged to Brian Robson.
And I'm thinking, great, she forgot.
Oh, you could possibly be in the middle of a domestic at this rate. Oh, never mind. Right, let me carry on here. Probably not on penalties. Do you know, if they just believed they could win, but I didn't think they particularly played well in the last match. It was one of those things of like, you know, let's grind a result out. And that, to me, takes half the joy out of it. 1996, Euro 96, was fantastic because they just played. They played like they wanted to play. It was a joy to watch. But then they got knocked out. So would I rather see them get there and play terribly? No, because I think it would ruin it, but that's just me. Do you remember that interview with Alex Ferguson where he went mental after Aberdeen had just won? They'd just won, was it a European thing?
Yeah,
I think it was
a
European
so.
Final. Possibly the Cup Winners' Cup. And this was before he came to Manchester United, and that's why I thought, oh, he'd be a good manager. They interviewed him at the end of the match and said, so, you know, you must be absolutely delirious that they've won. And he went, didn't play well, should have played better. And I thought, that's the kind of man we need. And then we got him and horses, and let's say no more about
there
that.
You
oh,
go.
Good grief.
Kimmy says, if I want a hat trick, she suggests another female Sammy.
Oh, that's a good idea. Mind you, little Ollie, he's not doing well with Elsa, is he? Elsa's a bit
yeah.
cautious.
Oh, a guy.
So maybe another girl would be an idea.
A guy approached me in the park today, obviously at a safe distance.
I should hope so.
And said, excuse me, you wouldn't happen to have a spare poo bag, would you? I said, actually, I would, and handed it over at a safe distance. And I said, that's paying it forward for all the times I've had to borrow one from people over the years. He said, we left them in the car and just on the off chance that he poops.
Oh, the thing is, though, I mean, when we went out with Maya, you know, you get a dog and you think, oh, he's just a little lead and it'll be fine. And then you realise, no, it's not just a little lead. We needed a pantechnicon when we took Maya out for the day. Oh, God, he had water bowls. He had food bowls. He had water in a bottle. He had food. He had towels. He had harnesses, leads, you name it. And we took him with us.
It's like taking her for a walk.
Yeah.
I've got leads, I've got harnesses, I've got collars,
yeah.
I've got the fold-up water bowl, I've got my bag, I've got poo bags, I've got a whistle, I've got a water bottle.
Oh my God, I swear people have climbed Everest with less kit. But the thing that makes me laugh is, it did actually come in handy once, didn't it? Because there was a dog loose on the park, wasn't there, and you had a spare lead.
Yeah.
And there was another dog that was running about in the road, nearly got run over outside the house.
Oh, no. Kiva's pooping all the time.
Oh, no. new food and she's pooping all the time. It will settle down, though, won't it? That happens. That's why they always recommend it. Get them on something that they like and try not to change it. Because just changing it, it's not that there's anything wrong with it, but just changing it can set them off for weeks. So we try and do that, or keep like a rotor in. With Maya, we put dried in as well, didn't we?
Mm.
Sometimes he'd eat dried and sometimes he wouldn't, so it was always like 50-50. But yeah, there was the one outside the house as
when
well.
When she had diarrhoea, I gave her just dried to try and bulk her up, and she turned her nose up at it.
Yeah, like, that's not proper food, Dad. Just give me some treats. Now, the one that was running around outside the house didn't even have a collar on, did it?
No.
But, you know, Mike comes back and he's got like 5 leads in the bag and 3 collars. So we managed to get a collar on this dog and put it on a lead until we could find who owned it. So, yeah, you do need these kind of things. And then there's the 500 poo bags that you take with you. There will always be somebody who hasn't got a poo bag. And sometimes, you know, it's not really their fault, is it? They've taken a dog out and they had 3 poo bags with them, but the dog has delivered in episodes and now they've run out of poo bags.
That happened to me. I had 2 poo bags left on the roll and one had a hole in it, so I couldn't use that one. And so I used one, and all through the walk I'm thinking, please don't poo again, please don't poo again.
This is what, never go out with 2 on a roll, Mike, crying out loud. You should
well, I don't
be savvier
now.
Than that.
I take a whole roll now, extra.
Oh, my God. Oh, you see, you think having a dog's so easy. No, it's not. No. And Maya had this fetish, didn't he, for where he wanted to be in your car.
Did he?
On the back parcel shelf.
Oh, yeah.
Which was fine when he was 8 weeks old. Once he got to, like, 8 months, we're going to need a reinforced parcel
yeah,
shelf.
Yeah, he fell through it, didn't he?
He did. You wouldn't be told not to go on it. They see Alex has still got poo bags in various pockets, but you've not had a dog for a while. They never go away. They just sit in the pockets and breed. I swear they do. Oh, dear. Your mate's holy poo bags. Thing is, some of them on a roll, it's like when you buy a toilet roll. Who's had a toilet roll where the perforations don't line up between the sheets? Well, it's a bit like that with the poo bags. You'll find that when you rip it off, it like rips a hole in the bottom. And you just have to hope to God you find that before using it rather than after. Do you know, I remember the last time I was in charge of collecting the poo. I blame Mike for this one. Do you remember we were walking Lola and we came out the park and it was autumn and it was all the leaves.
Oh, yeah.
And it was pitch black. She decided she was going to deliver there and then. And then charged off with Mike in hot pursuit because he was on, had the lead. I said, well, where did she do it? He said, follow your nose. I thought, thanks for that. So I did, and I'm thinking, I'm on these leaves. And I'm thinking, God's sake. So I gets my phone out. I still can't find it. I had the bag on my hand. Oh, it was all warm when I picked it up. Oh, no. Nobody wants this. So, you know, Mike's far better at that than I am.
We're talking about your Lola.
Oh, yes.
She's downstairs.
Oh, Dee, poor Dee. It's all right, Dee. It's 1985. Calm down. Don't think I've ever cleaned the poo of another living being in my life. I'm so far away identifying with this topic. The day will happen. It will happen, Dee. Oh, you need to buy some poo bags just in case. They are too thin, though, aren't they, really? That's the problem with them. Aren't ours black at the minute?
Yeah.
I always have spares in that are nappy bags. But the thing with the nappy bags are, sometimes they've got, like, stupid twee patterns on them. And they've got some kind of, like, floral effect added. So they stink, but in a different way. Oh, not good. Oh, Dee would love a dog, but Renton can't have one in your place. Always wanted one, though. That was me. That was me when I was... Well, since forever. Since as soon as I could walk, I wanted a dog. And Mum was adamantly against it. And then randomly one day, well, actually, no, it wasn't random, was it? You know, like at the beginning of the internet, the early years of the internet, so probably in the future, Dee, about 10 years from now, you'd be fine. About 96-ish, Due South came on and there was this deaf husky. Oh, he was adorable. Diefenbaker, the husky. Loved him. So I started looking up him online, which led me to all these breeds of dogs that I'd never seen before. The most exotic I'd seen was probably a Labrador. And I decided I wanted a Labrador. I'd seen the adverts for the
Andrex puppy.
Guide dogs for the blind, and it was I want a golden Labrador.
Oh, I thought you meant Andrex puppy.
Yeah, the Andrex puppy, Golden Lab. So that was what I wanted. Absolutely wanted that. And it was like, no, that's not happening. But when we moved to that hellhole of a village, a couple moved in next door but one. And they had, I think he had kids, but I don't think she did. So they got a dog between them. She was a lot younger than him. And they got this dog, Hunter the dog. And he was a Golden Lab. Oh, I was all over him like a rash. He was virtually mine, you know.
Another one.
He might have lived two doors up, but never mind. He's a Golden Lab and I want him. So they let me take him out for walks and stuff. Then he got a job offer to go to Saudi Arabia. And it was like a two-year contract. And they asked if we could look after the dog. Well, to me, that was like bliss. And Mum wasn't having it. I was gutted. I was absolutely gutted. But back to researching Diefenbaker online, that was how I saw a Sammy for the first time. That was how it happened. Oh, dogs are just so adorable. But Mum was still no, and thrice no. And then randomly this day, we took her out. We took her out on a Saturday shopping. And do you know, it's really weird to look back to before we had Maya.
Mm.
You know, because after that, we would go out and Maya would come with us. That was when I learnt what complete bad word, insert bad word of your choosing here, people were with dogs.
Yeah.
Do you remember the woman at Morrison's who spat at him?
Mm.
I mean, there's just no words for some people.
Oh, it's raining again.
Do you know, it could bucket it down. It's still too hard. So we took her out to Morrison's and I said, well, we'll take you in for a breakfast first and then you do your shopping. And she sat there eating her breakfast and just randomly she said, do you want a dog? Do you remember the look on my face? I was like, only been saying so for 30 years at this stage. And I thought, I don't know what's in that breakfast, but can you get us some more? It must be the mushrooms. But once she said that, it was like, yes, please. So that was, it was like, don't give her a chance to change her bloody mind. So a dog arrived within 10 days. Well, luckily, we found the last boy dog in England from that year's litters. Everybody had had girls.
No, we didn't.
Hmm?
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't what?
Not in England.
Oh, no. Well, when I say England, I mean United Kingdom. Because we had to go to Scotland for him. There were no boy dogs at all to be had. And while she'd agreed to a dog, it had to be a boy. Because she'd had a dodgy run-in with a girl dog. I think she'd get on with Lola, though, don't you?
Yeah.
I think Lola's way laid back. Maya was not laid back. But Lola's way laid back. She's a bit warm at the moment, so she's downstairs. She had taken to staying in the office. But, you know, there's sweat dripping off me right now. It's that bad. If I have a heart attack, that's what the problem is. I'm too warm, and I know I'm too warm. Oh, but it was great fun. Yeah. So she said, you have a dog. And I don't think she thought it was going to be that fast. But it was. I wasn't giving her a chance to change her mind. But she loved him to pieces. That was what was so ridiculous, wasn't it?
Mm.
Why did she fight it for so long? Dogs are a very good boyfriend screen. That's very true, Kim. That is very true, as are cats. Because they can be pernickety with anybody, can't they, cats? Oh, my. Right, what have I got here? Something I said reminded Dee of a YouTube video. So weird, people today are strange. Right, let me have a look. Let's put that on there. Stepmom 21, daughter 20. I wonder how the maths works on that. Oh, my. These things happen these days, though. Didn't happen in, well, I would say it didn't happen in 1985, but who remembers? Who's that guy from the Rolling Stones?
Mick Jagger.
No, the other fella. The one that married...
Mandy Smith.
Yeah. Because wasn't she about 14 when you met her?
Mandy Smith.
That was all a bit on the dodgy side. Definitely dodgy.
Mandy Smith.
Oh, did you tell them about what happened up the road? Because I didn't get to see the full story of that.
Bill Wyman.
That's the fella.
He was 34 and she was... Well, she was born 1970.
Well, that was only in the 80s. She was a teenager.
Yeah.
But very, 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 very young. Was he only 30-odd?
Yeah, they got married in 1989. She was 18 and he was 52.
There you go. Not saying any more about that. Imagine your daughter is 1 year younger than your wife making videos about it. Yeah, I've got to totally agree on that. Totally agree. But there you go. These things happen these days.
Then she married Pat Vandenhoe.
Oh, God, I remember that. Because they did split up, didn't they? But I think the wedding was because questions were being asked about her age when they first met. So it was like, well, let's get married, and then that's dealt with.
I thought she was seeing Teddy Sheringham. Who was Teddy Sheringham seeing?
1852. Well, that's only what? What's that? 34 years? Yeah, I see your point. That is quite a gap. Mind you, you always say that women are more... well, what shall I say? Men have a younger brain, shall we say, i.e. they don't grow up. So 52 is probably only the equivalent of about 20, if we're honest. I mean, my dad was like a kid till the day he died, and he was 80 then. He was, wasn't he? He was like a kid.
I didn't know Teddy Sheringham had dated Jordan.
Who hasn't dated Jordan?
I haven't dated Jordan.
I'm glad to hear that. I think she has pretty much dated quite a few, be honest.
Danielle Lloyd, that was it.
What's that got to do with it? She wasn't dating her, was she?
No, Teddy Sheringham was. I thought Teddy Sheringham was dating Mandy Smith, but I got it wrong. I can't keep up with this.
Oh, it's so funny to see Mike try and keep up with you know, social media
stories.
Yeah,
that's where Wikipedia comes in.
Celine Dion, that was the point, because he knew her from when she was a child. But that seemed to be a true love match, to be honest. And
what's
she
Mike's
to...
true age?
Your true age?
Yeah.
Well,
my mental age or my physical age?
Well, I think both of us, to be perfectly honest with you, live in 1985, don't we? So, there you go, 18.
18.
18. Pair of us are the same. It's Mike going for his hat trick with Jordan. No, I think Jordan's pregnant at the moment, so she's pretty much out of action.
Is she?
Yeah. It's only the sixth one. Dear God. Do you know, I do feel for that. You know, the first one
she
had.
Was she with...
go on, let's have
Peter
a quiz.
Peter Andre.
Of course she was. They're married. Yeah. They had two kids.
Yeah.
But he's now married to somebody else, and they've got two more.
Oh.
I can't keep up with it. I can't.
Me neither.
No, I'm not even going to try. I'm not. Oh, the football's gone. Is the football on the other side?
It must be. I don't know.
BBC have got the football. That bodes well, because if ITV have, we usually lose. So the England match is on BBC.
It's like Love Island. Love Island's back this week.
Teddy Sheringham was on Love Island.
Was he?
He was.
Lee
no.
Sharp was on Love
Lee
Island.
Lee Sharp, that's the one I'm thinking of. And he got together with Abby Titmus.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, yes. And then she moved on. They were together a couple of years, and then she moved on to the guy that was in... what's his name? Mark Warren. The guy that was in... what's that programme called?
I'm surprised somebody else that we know well...
Do we?
...hasn't been on Love Island.
Oh, me too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that could have been true with the boyfriend, though.
So
Mark Warren, what the hell was that programme called that he did? The one with...
So anyway, I Googled her. And up came her name with her ex-boyfriend.
Well, yeah.
Or two exes ago.
That's shocking now, though, isn't it? You know, you go out with somebody 10 years ago and it's still all over the world.
But he was on something called X on the Beach.
Oh, right. Hustle.
Never heard of X on the Beach.
No, me neither, but that's good. That's good. Because if I had, I'd wonder how. No, Hustle. Mark Warren was in Hustle. He was the blonde one. And he started going out with Abby Titmus as well. How do I know this? This is quite worrying, actually. How do I know all this?
I don't know.
Hello, Tracy. Hello, Tracy's Tracy. In the house.
Only for a bit.
Oh. Let's have a look.
We're talking about models and how they put it about.
Yeah. I don't think it... This is the thing. I think if the woman's older, people are absolutely horrified. But if the man's older, I really don't think it's an issue.
My dad was 10 years older than my mum.
Yeah, now your mum did say, didn't she, towards the end, that was when you started to notice the difference.
Yeah, she said, it, you know, you didn't notice the difference when she was 22 and he was 32. But you sure noticed the difference when he was 86 and she was 76.
Yeah.
Which is
but the thing
died.
Was, I think, to be honest, it was more than that. Your dad was a very quiet person. Your mum's so outgoing. And she's always bustling around and doing things. And he just wanted to be at home. So she was like, shall we go on holiday? And he'd say yes. And then he'd say, no, I don't want to leave the house. So I think he lost confidence as he got older as well.
Yeah, he was doing that before he got ill as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, Even before he was ill, he was like that. And I can understand that, cause, you know, we all said, didn't we, thank God he's dead, he'd never have managed COVID.
Well, but, you know, following her on her world tour.
Can you imagine? I mean, he didn't want to go out before there was a global pandemic. There's no chance he'd want to go out now. But Mike's mother, on the other hand, she's on leg 3 of her world tour. Isn't it a funeral tomorrow or something?
She's going to a stone setting.
There you go.
Of a friend who died of COVID. Well, I don't know if she did. Yeah, she was ill already.
It was very early on, though, wasn't it? She died in the first 3 weeks of COVID.
Who also happens to be my father's next-door neighbour.
In the cemetery.
In other words, buried next to my dad.
So she gets double points.
Double
that,
points,
isn't it?
Yeah. Double points.
Goes to a stone setting and can see her. Well, say hello. Yeah. I would imagine to her husband. Yeah, but she just can't stay in the house. And then, what did you tell me just before we went on air?
Oh, she wants to meet up with us.
Oh, that's fine. You be on one side of the pane of glass. Come into the garden, because the garden looks fabulous, doesn't it?
We can meet up in a couple of weeks.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Right. How are we defining weeks these days? You stand in the garden and we'll wave out the front window. That'll do. Oh, it's so not happening, but bless her. She thinks it is. Oh, right. Let's carry on. I heard that Emma lady had won. And I read there was a mini profile flashed up just before the football that says she's still waiting for her A-level results, bless her. Oh, that's just too sweet. But she's done really well, hasn't she? Andy Murray was sent packing, I believe.
Oh, yeah,
not to have watched any. Oh, Deb had a great-great-grandmother who was also 18 years older than her second husband. I think it's just people. I honestly, age, whatever, how you identify, what colour you are, does it matter? As long as it's two people who are happy together, just leave them be. Religious divides, that was another one, wasn't it? That was a classic for us. But honestly, if you're happy together, it doesn't matter. It's other people having an opinion about the difference. So they will find a difference between you and then just mine it. People are, insert bad word here, that's what people are, who feel that they need to have an opinion, but they don't want you to have an opinion about anything to do with them. It's funny, isn't it? Funny that. I think it's fantastic that you can go back to your great-great-grandmother. Dad didn't even know his mum. She died so young. His dad died quite young as well. So I don't really remember. I certainly wouldn't remember a grandmother on that side, but I don't even remember a grandfather on that side. On my mum's side, my gran lived to the ripe old age of 90. Well, 89 if we're going to be precise. She missed it by about 10 days. Grandad died 20 years earlier than that. But my mum only has a vague recollection of who would be my great-grandmother. And she said she was a lovely lady. That was literally all she could remember. I don't even think we've got her name. And certainly not great-great-grandmother. You know, you might get me interested in genealogy at this rate. Talking of which, I've had an email from somebody interested in the Devon Think thing and wanting to do genealogy with it. So there's definitely scope there for a course on it, isn't there? Genealogy in Devon Think. Oh, Al has left the building. Yay, Renee's back! Was this a going out shopping, Renee? Or was it a sitting in the house and spending money thing? Which I can do incredibly well. In fact, I've spent a fortune today. And, you know, when you get to the checkout and it says you might be interested in? It was $2. In fact, I think it was $3. And I'm like, oh, God, that does look really interesting. Stop me buying it. Where was it? It was Cyber Wars. That's right. Cyber Wars by Richard A. Clarke. Thing is there a... No, there's not. I mean, this is ridiculous. I don't know when this thing was released. Let's have a look at the release year. Oh, 2010, so it's quite old. There's a Kindle version that you can read for nothing on Kindle Unlimited. There's a hardcover. There's a paperback, but the paperback is more expensive than the hardcover. And then there is something called a preloaded digital audio player. I think it was like the alpha of Audible. You bought a music player and this book just happened to be on it. The problem with it is it's £56.38. So I can't see that happening anytime soon. What did I buy? Let me have a look. Let me go on and see what I bought. I'm about to buy a book. That was one that was, I thought, I'll just open that. We'll have a look at it. So I'm about to buy a book called Elastic Habits. And the reason I'm buying this book, one, I like things like that, Atomic Habits, what's the other one, Tiny Habits, Elastic Habits. It's all about like GTD and getting things done. But it's on offer today at 99 pence. So I'll put the link in for you. That's what I'm buying today. There is an audio book, I believe, but there's no offer on the audio book. Darn them. But I will get that. So that's, I'll put that, I'll do that right this second. There we go. I have hit buy now on that, so that one can be closed. And from there, I can get through to what I've bought, can't I? Because I've still got 38 items in the basket, don't ask. That's the weekly shop. But Asda came yesterday, didn't they? And Tesco are coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm hovering meaningfully with Morrison's. Talking of Morrison's, they've just been bought out. Somebody has bought the entire shop. No, it wasn't me. Right, let's have a look what I bought. Oh, yes. I bought a case for my SD cards because you know how many SD cards I've got and I have cases for them. But when I bought these cases, what were they called? Was it micro drives? There was a thing, I think, called a micro drive. They were basically big cards. I mean, bigger than the cameras are these days. So I bought this case, but it did take the smaller ones, but mainly it was for the big ones. And now I've got all these cards. Now, to be honest, the majority of them sit in cameras all the time, in the CCTV and stuff. The CCTV does send itself up to the cloud and whatever, but there's a local copy as well. But it's audio recorders and stuff. In the days when we used to go out, remember those? So I do have quite a few cards for the audio recorders. So I have treated myself to a box to put them in. And the other thing that I have loads of, and it'll save me money down the line, is when I bought the cards to put in the CCTV cameras, you could pay like 80 pence less and get one without the SD size one. So they were micro SDs and you didn't get the SD outer, the kind of host device for that. But I decided, seeing as though if you wanted one, you're going to have to pay £4 for it, I might as well get them all with these adapters, which means I've got about 12 adapters that need a home. Because I guarantee when I'm sat there with a micro SD, I'm not going to have an adapter. So I thought I'd put all of those lined up in this little box. So there's a little box coming. There you go. Oh, Kim's replacement keyboard's coming today. Yay! Is it sitting in the cave, though, for a long, long, long time? Or are you just sanitising it? Oh, Renee's done the iPad OS 15 thing. Now, Paul did that and said he liked the widgets. And the, what do you call it, multitasking thing, where you got two side by side. He said that was much better. So I'm looking forward to that. Oh, Renee's been to Lidl, and they had nice tools. Lidl always have nice tools. It cost me a fortune when I visit Lidl. But I figured I've saved enough money now, you know, not going out for 16, 17 months, so I can buy whatever I like. So that's what I did. Oh, now Deb says, my great-grandmother, who I knew growing up, surprised everyone when you found out she'd had a hubby in between your great-granddad, who was killed in a mining accident, and the one she was married to. So she actually had three husbands, not two. Oh, wow. That's amazing, the stuff you find out. I think on my dad's side, I don't want to know. I actively don't want to know. But according to Nina and Mike, who do these things, and that's Nina and Chidge, they checked my side, and mine's boring. There's nothing going on at all. But Mike's is very interesting from lots of different countries. So there you go. That is a heck of a secret to keep, that, isn't it? I'm warming to this genealogy thing. I am. But I didn't really have much in the way of people around me as a kid. So all of my dad's family, my mum's family, there was literally just her and her sister, and her sister had one boy who's my first cousin, and we knew them, but that was it. My dad's side all lived elsewhere, so there was a lot of them. I think there must have been six brothers, something like that, and a sister, But they never really bothered. They bothered with each other, but they just didn't bother with us. I don't know whether it was because we lived further away or whether there was anything else going on. I've no idea. But I do remember this story that my mum told me, and it told me all I needed to know about them. Bearing in mind, mum and dad weren't wealthy by any means. And they'd saved up for this wedding. And the wedding day came, and mum's there in her dress. They got to the party part after, the reception. And one of the family was all running around and said to her, do you know where Ron is, who was my dad? So she said, yeah, he's over there. So he said, yeah, we need him for a picture. We want the whole family on a picture. Well, obviously, she'd just joined the Giles family. She was the newest member of the Giles family. So she said, oh, I'll come down. He said, no, we don't need you. It's only the Giles family. I would have shown him the door. That tells me all I need to know about the Giles family. So, you know, if my mum wasn't welcome, neither am I. So over the years, that didn't half cause some bother, I can tell you. They were just weird. They were weird. We went down to a wedding in Nottingham. Nottingham from here, back then, there wasn't much in the way of motorway, so it wasn't a pleasant journey, put it like that. And we went down there, and it was at this central hotel in Nottingham, so it was expensive. Since hotels in the centre of the cities tended back then to be way more expensive. And there was none of this, you know, the hotels like Days Inn and Premier Lodge, where they were much cheaper. There was nothing like that. So we'd gone down there, you know, it already cost a fortune for the frocks and everything, and to travel down there. And then this thing was going around at the reception, don't forget to come to the picnic tomorrow. And people were saying, like, oh, you know, I can't afford to stay in this hotel. You're talking about £300 a night 30, 40 years ago. And, oh, no, no, it's all right. I've got you a room at so-and-so's, and so-and-so's staying at somebody else's, and blah, blah, blah. And that just left us. And it was like, no, we've not got room for you. So my mum, being stubborn as anything, and this was the only time I saw my dad be more stubborn than my mum, but she was as stubborn as anything, and she said to him, well, we'll book in here. And he was like, that's like 3 months' money. And she said, no, we're going to book in here. You know, I'm not having you missing out, you being the only brother. So he pondered that for a while, and he came back and he said, no, we're going home, and we're going now. So we drove back to Manchester about midnight, 1 a.m, in the pitch black. Oh, what a night that was. With the two of them, yak, 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 yak in the front. I think I was about 7 or 8, but I got the gist of it. Let's put it like that. Not good. Not good. So, you know, why would I go looking up these people? I might look up, like, the grandparents, but not the ones like my dad's brothers and his sister. Definitely not. Do you remember what happened at his funeral? I said to mum, and you know what my mother was like, she was a whirlwind, she did everything herself. So I said to her, you know, if you need me to sort anything out for the funeral, just let me know. And I kind of said that in passing. And she said, yes, you sort the funeral out. I thought, pardon? She'd never in her entire life let anybody else do anything like that. So I said, oh right, okay then. So I started ringing around and letting people know that he died, and telling them when the funeral was and everything. And I spoke to his sister. So this is my aunt. And she was like, yes, we'll try and get there. I thought, pardon? What do you mean you'll try and get there? Because whenever it was anybody else, Dad would always be there, and he would do whatever was needed. I mean, he was the kind of guy who went out and I'm talking here when he was in his mid-70s, so he wasn't a whippersnapper. He would clear the snow off the paths of other houses. Didn't even knock and let them know, he just did it. You know, people come out like, who did that? They had no idea. He was just like, he was such a nice person when it came to stuff like that. And I was speaking to his sister, and I got off the phone, and I remember saying to Mike, she's not coming. And Mike said, is that what she said? I said, no, but I'm telling you, she's not coming. You know, when you just know, as a woman, you just know. I said, how am I going to tell Mum? So he said, well, she didn't actually say she wasn't coming. I said, Mike, she's not coming. So I said, I'm just going to have to go in and tell her. So I went in, and I was like, you know, round the edge, like, are you all right there, Mum? I thought, don't tell her if she's in a bad mood, because she's going to be in a worse one. So I said, I've spoken with Dad's sister. And she looked at me and she said, she's not coming, is she? I said, no. So she knew. But she didn't actually say she wasn't coming. The only reason in the end that we knew she wasn't coming was when a bunch of flowers turned up. So I said, oh, here's the flowers, so she's not coming, like I said. Never heard from her again. I'm not big on family, am I? You see why I'm not big on family now? Oh, good grief. Oh, wow. Kim says, a Canadian medical officer said they can vaccinate children without parental consent. When did all this happen? Unbelievable. Oh, the IT crowd. Love the IT crowd. Absolutely love it. Oh, let me get back up there a bit. Hang on. What's all this? I think I've missed what somebody's installing on the computer. This will be pop-ups.
Viruses.
Oh, we don't want to be doing that with that. No, no, no. Right. That's interesting. Children have the last say. I don't know what would happen here with that. The criminal age of responsibility is 10. So maybe if a child was over 10, but if a child's under 10, but, you know, if a child is under 16, it should be up to the parents. Maybe they're trying to get the kids of the anti-vaxxers. Not good. Catching up. So did I buy anything else today? Let me have a look. No, I didn't. I didn't buy anything else. I've got some dog shampoo that's on subscription. So Lola's thrilled about that.
Does that count?
Don't tell her.
It's one of your subscriptions.
What, Lola's dog shampoo? Lola has two different types of dog shampoo, I'll have you know.
She does.
She does. One's for soft skin and the other's just, you know, shampoo. They've done it again. Does this happen to you guys? I'm looking at what I've ordered and at the side it said, why don't you look at these? And in there they've got some GU10 bulbs. And they're dimmable. Oh, wow. I need to try these. That looks amazing. Because I've got a GU10 light. And they're not going to make the bulbs when we get to September. And they're saying, you know, it's eco-friendly. Eco-friendly is what it is. And I'm thinking to myself, how is it more eco-friendly to expect me to rip the fitting out and put a new one in and put that one in landfill? Because I'm not going to be able to buy the bulbs. All very weird. I would actually love to have Philips bulbs, but they don't do Philips Hue bulbs, GU10s. Do you remember when bulbs just used to be bulbs and life was easy? It was like, can you buy me a bulb? Yeah. What wattage do you want? 60. Done. You didn't need any other information. But when we went shopping for Mike's mum, hers had actually spat a bulb out, hadn't it, across the dining table. So it was like, I'm going to need a pair of pliers. I think I told you, she couldn't turn the electric off. So I said, it's fine, just give me a pair of rubber gloves and I'll do it that way. And I did, and I had to unscrew just the screw part that was stuck in. And we went out to this light shop and it was like buying for the 5,000. It was like, right, okay, I've got six bulbs here that needs changing. Now the first one, and you're getting like half a broken bulb out and saying, it looks like this. This one was an 8, there was a 60 watt. But we needed to have this screw fitting, and it took forever, and it cost an absolute fortune. Bulbs used to be so cheap, and I'm actually seriously looking at I think it's one bulb in a box, £116. But I'm thinking, yeah, but it's a Philips Hue. I like Philips Hue. Not good. Oh, right, let's have a look. Tracy says, I'd say you can get any kind of bulb in an eco bulb version. You probably can these days. I just wonder how much that would actually cost. Shall I have a look? GU10. It'd have to be LED, wouldn't it? Because it's the halogens that they don't want you to have. So let's have a look. That's not a GU10. It's not. And I need 8 of them, a minimum of 8. Needless to say, guess what? Not sold in packets of 8. No, of course not. Sell them in a 6 and then I need to buy 2. There's £30 gone before we even look. Apparently I can get GU10s, but I've no idea what wattage I would need, because they change, don't they? You know, you used to get like a 60 watt and now it's not, it's a 5 watt, but then in brackets it'll say something else. Then there's warm white and cool white. I just want a bulb if it's all the same with you. But clearly it's not. Oh, is that a Philips one? No, it's not. Oh, that was close. And the other thing they've done with these, which is weird, these GU10s are in a fitting. And the fitting, obviously the bulb part of it, you push the GU10 in it. But the one in here has got a metal bit over the top of the bulb to hold it in. So you have to unscrew this frame. And then you take the bulb out, you put the new bulb in, and then you put the frame back. But looking at these bulbs, they're not flat. So they've got a dome on them. And if they've got a dome on them, they're not going to fit in this frame. So now I've got to look out to see what shape they are as well, on top of everything else. And some of these look quite jarring. You know where they've got like LED panels, but they're not mitigated in any way by having like a diffuser over the top. So buying a bulb now is going to be a living nightmare. And why are they in packs of 10? 6. Oh, there's a pack of 20. But they're cool white. How do we know what these actually look like? But you know what? The bulbs haven't gone yet. So touch wood, leave them be until they have. But if they go and I can't replace them, then that's not going to be good news. They made a bulb in 1901 and it's still lit. Well, I remember reading this and I think it was like a science thing at school. But when they were working on light bulbs, trying to create light in a light bulb, the filament that they used would last forever. So because people would just buy a bulb and that would be it, they actually brought in like built-in obsolescence. So they would then only burn for a certain number of hours. So if it was made that long ago, maybe it will just go forever. But the prices of some of these bulbs is just outrageous. I think when I bought them, you could get a packet of 4 for about £5. And even then, you know, back then, we're talking 15 years ago, that was quite a lot for bulbs, because bulbs would be like 30p. So it was quite a lot then. But you look at these things now, and they are ludicrous. You can buy one GU10 for £20. I need 8. So there's £160 I'll never see again. Really? And I wouldn't mind. No wonder these bulbs have never gone, you know. Because we hardly ever have it on.
Well, that's true.
The thing is, they're quite right when they say that they eat electric. Because if we put it on, and we're not sat right underneath it, it's one of these, like, funny shaped things, like an S shape. And then bulbs hanging off either side, pointing in different directions. But honest to God, the room just heats up. It's like putting a toaster on. So you can put the light on. I'll say to Mike, you know, I need the light on. So put the light on. You put the light on for 10 minutes. I'm like, please turn it off. I'm dying. but if we get this, then at least they'll be cooler. But I foresee we might just change the fitting and be done. Because there's nothing that's actually cheap. And I don't know with the Philips Hue. Has anybody had Philips Hue for a long, long time? I'm wondering how long they'll last, because we've had one Philips Hue for about 18 months. That one's still all right. And the others have only just gone in. So I honestly don't know with that. I'm quite liking this one from 1901. How much do they want for it? Rene didn't enter his trio. It's not too late, Rene. Get it in. Get it in. Oh, the Magnificent Moore family. I won't be joining us until 9. They're at an event. Kaz works at theatre school and they're putting their productions on again. So it's been a long, long time. They've done a matinee today. Kath and Joe help out. And they've got the evening show. So it's for the little ones. So hence, they'll be done and back home by 9. But the shows are on again. So Kaz should be in a really good mood. Oh, Renee's had Hue for several years. That's excellent. That's good news for me. It's not even in a museum. just a random fire station and they leave it on all the time. That's amazing. Oh, you're right. They did make stuff better back then, didn't they? They did. They made stuff much better back then. Do you know, the England match is warming up, ready for an 8 o'clock kickoff here. And yet again, we are seeing the debacle that 1996 was. 11 years in the future, Dee. I predict Gareth Southgate will miss a penalty, which he did, that got us knocked out. And the issue after, you know, I've got less of an issue with the fact that the penalty was one of the worst penalties I've ever seen taken. And much more, I am aggrieved with him that about a week later, so the country's gutted, and about a week later, he appears on a Pizza Hut ad with three of the other players with a bag on his head. And the idea is, you know, with the bag on his head, he doesn't want to be seen out. And I'm thinking, you're taking money to advertise pizza based on the fact that you stuffed up a penalty. There's something wrong with this. And they're still showing that. Oh, the king of the bulbs. Oh, I need to see this. Wow, look at that. That is amazing.
Kath's posted and said, OMG, how many memories do these birthday songs bring for me? Doing a bit of multitasking, got my earphones in listening and sanitising mics at the same time.
I think they're all headset mics that they use, aren't they?
They are, yeah. She's
so they've got like a certain number of microphones, but not enough for everybody to have their own. So Kathy's there backstage sanitising these microphones.
And Joe's wearing communication gear. He's helping out as well.
I think he does like the stage manager thing, doesn't he?
I think he does.
Are they doing it at the Partington place?
She hasn't said.
That they usually hire this place in Partington. It's like a community space, but a theatre type thing as well. So it usually works out quite well for them. We got invited, didn't we? But I think we were busy.
Yeah.
Oh, I am far, far too hot. Anyway, you've heard all about what I've bought. What have you guys been buying? Or have you not today? I've got my essay to do as well. Struggle manfully with that today, but I think I'm just about right now-ish. So keep your eye out for that later. Oh, anyway, I did ask. I don't know if anybody put anything in. Did you see anything about the month, Mike?
The month?
When I said it would be easier to blog for a month than do this, because I end up taking out so many words, it's unbelievable. And I said pick a month and nobody picked a month. Does that mean I get to pick a month? Oh, I could challenge you guys. Who's got a blog? Who's got somewhere that they could blog for a month with me? How about that? How about we do a shared blog? Oh, young Jonathan's got a blog. I know he has. I've seen it. He's got Divi on it as well, hasn't he? Who's going to admit they've got a blog or somewhere that they could blog for a month? Who's going to admit that? Do you know you could actually blog by designing something and just putting up a picture? Doesn't have to be words, does it? Mine would probably be words, but it wouldn't have to be. I could do a video. That could be for one day. So come on, pick a month and we'll see what we can do. And oh, that looks like Jai.
Does look like Jai.
It does, doesn't it? An older version of Jai. Got the match on here, but nothing's happening yet. Dee knows nothing about the world of blogs. Oh, we could. You nominate Renee. You didn't get in there quick enough, Renee. Well, we could educate you on the world of blogs. I mean, it's just a space that you can put your thoughts. You could have a dedicated 1985 blog. You could find pickies and music and explain why 1985 was the best year ever. That would be a grand blog. There you go. There's an idea. And it doesn't have to cost anything either. There is a... What do I blog about? Well, when I blog, Dee, it's somewhat dusty at the moment. Usually tech. Sometimes it's stuff like... I blogged about us having an extension built and how I would do it differently next time. You know, if it can go wrong, it will go wrong, and I learned that. I put videos up there. What else have I actually written about? Let's have a look. It's been a while. I did the blog 30 thing and I was exhausted at the end of it. But now I've done this and I see where I went wrong. You know, I'm much more inclined to. I did the unboxing of my iPad. I've got like some posts that are all about the training series. So if you wanted to know all of the videos that I'd done about Affinity Photo, I've got that there. And I've got another one for designer and another one for publisher. There's usually a blog post for every big video that I've got. There's the Devon Thinks series. There was Making Magic with Photo Magico. What else did I write about? Show your work. We need to encourage collaborative learning, not kill it. That was a good one. Your app died. What's your strategy? And oh, I did a No, that wasn't a video. That was a blog. I did a blog about the app that I use to highlight the screen, and another one about the networking nightmare when my Apple AirPods died a death. Died a death. I did one called The Smile List that was about people oversharing on social, to the point it was like miserable. Well, there was a good one about adding an inbox to your calendar. That was a good one. Oh, and the disclosure triangle's disappearing. Oh, it's all bringing it back now. Blogs are in the war zone. All the idiots think they have an opinion on everything. And the idiots
Four
are in the
minutes.
I guess they could be. I don't get that many comments. I get more emails than I get comments, to be honest. And what I've seen a lot of people do lately is just turn the comments off. It's as though, do you know what? It's my blog, my playground. I'm just going to put out whatever it is that I want to put out. And I'm not going to give you an opportunity to comment on it. I thought, that's a bit weird. And then I thought, do you know, the more I think about that, the more it's a jolly good idea. People will comment on anything. They seem to have an opinion on anything. And ram it down your throat, even when they're wrong. And even when you point out that they're wrong, they don't believe they're wrong. So I see where you're coming from with that. I do see the comments on YouTube videos, apart from mine. Mine don't get any comments at all. I think of the last 10 that I did, which was the Mad March and the Mad May, I think there was 2 comments. That was it. So I didn't have to worry about getting rid of any dodgy comments because there were just no comments at all. Good nor bad. I have no idea why other people get thousands of comments in 20 minutes. I don't know. But there just weren't any. So there's no scrapping goes on there either. But I have seen some that are absolutely appalling. You're quite right. They really are bad. Oh, good grief. Dutch and Butch, a blog by Renee. And right there, Renee, is the title of the show. You will never forget this now. So I'm looking forward to this blog. What platform are you using? That is too good. That is too good not to use. You've got to. Oh, just wait till young Jonathan hears about that one. A blog by Renee. There we go. Oh, perfect. Title of the show. You should have commented. Yeah, that would have been nice, Tracy. Comment would have been nice. If it was a nice comment, obviously. Naughty comments we don't like at all. We don't. I have had a couple of those over the years, mainly a good few years ago. And you just read it and think, you know what? You are a... insert bad word here. Delete. Delete, delete, delete. But somebody saying, like, that really helped me. That's great. That's great. Oh, so where are we at now? Two minutes. 2 minutes to showtime. Oh, good grief. Alex has just reminded me. Dutch and Butch with nuts. Right, you know we've got this game on right now. It's coming on right now. This is the front of the Star today. Now, the Star has given us fantastic entertainment this week. And I can understand that I am going to have to preface this with, this is a national newspaper in the UK. And I am telling you that because if I looked at it and I was from another country, I wouldn't believe myself. But this is a national newspaper. There we go. So, I'm going to wait until you've read that and then I'm going to see the comments, aren't I? And Dee's going to collapse. Just think, 1985, Live Aid and all that, it was fine.
1 minute.
Okay, well, while you ponder that I've put in, and the England team are just about to kick off, and we're going into Brooklands by request, I'm going to say good night from me.
Good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.